An Atheist's History of Belief. Understanding Our Most Extraordinary Invention by Matthew Neal. Read by Daniel Wayman. Let us consider that we are all partially insane. It will explain us to each other. It will unriddle many riddles. It will make clear many things which are involved in haunting and harassing difficulties and obscurities now. Mark Twain, Christian Science. Imagination rules the world. Napoleon Bonaparte. Introduction. As the son of a Manx Methodist atheist and a refugee German Jewish atheist, I have never been much of a believer. Yet, like everyone else, I find myself surrounded by belief. Belief was in the Lord's Prayer that I murmured uneasily at school assembly, wondering if it was quite done for someone like me to repeat the words. Belief was in the churches, and later the mosques, synagogues, and temples that I visited on travels. For that matter, a form of belief was responsible, among many other things, for my own existence, when it forced my mother to flee from Germany to England, where she met my father. Growing up in England gave me a vague knowledge of the official version, at least of Christianity. What, I sometimes wondered, had really happened? What had caused people to come up with such strange-seeming notions as paradise, or sin, or gods? This book is an attempt, finally, to satisfy my curiosity. Broad questions, such as, why did people invent gods, are, unsurprisingly, hard to answer with certainty, yet I have tried to offer ideas. Where possible, I have sought answers from specialist scholars. When questions have been so broad that scholars, no doubt wisely, have averted their eyes, I have done what I can.